Blog Talk Radio.
City, and he is the best man today. He is the man, the myth, the legend known as the Fat Master, heart beating faster and faster, our Cubs fan. It is Hometown G tonight, and the Chicago Cubs are in the World Series. Folks, this is really going to happen. The Chicago Cubs are world champs. Well, not world champs, I should say it'll champs, NL champs. I'm getting out ahead of myself here. I can hardly control myself. We have John Gianorio with us right now. John Gianorio, explain what it means to have the Cubs in the World Series for the first time in over 70 years.
It's finally happened.
It was supposed to happen last year, wasn't it? But it didn't.
According to some who love Michael J. Fox.
1 year later, man. 71 years. It's been a long time, man. 5-0 winners. They beat Kershaw just like you said they would. You were confident about that. I have to give you a lot of credit. Many people thought this would go 7 games. It didn't. I think what we saw tonight is just the culmination of a team, right? That was just better. Yeah. They were better in the big moments. And quite frankly, when I look at the Chicago Cubs, I think that they were a team, a better team that takes advantage of mistakes. And the Dodgers made a lot of mistakes in the last 3 games, including what we saw, one of the worst plays I've ever seen. And you've ever seen with Tulls, butchering that line drive fly because he's staring at Chris Bryant instead of trying to snag the ball and maybe throw him out for a double play, which could have helped Kershaw. But the Cubs took advantage of mistakes, right? And their bats came to life, led by Addison Russell with the 2 home runs, and Rizzo refound his stroke, couple of home runs, few RBIs, and Javier Baez was outstanding in both the plate and the field. And my guy, Cy Kai, that's what I call him now, Cy Kai, pitching an excellent game into the 8th inning before Matt inside to get the final outs with Chap. Here you are. You're in the World Series, man. You won the pennant. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, they led the National League wire to wire, pretty much.
You know what? You know?
There was that brief stretch where they struggled and the Giants moved like a game ahead of them, but they took
that
it
was
back
when,
almost immediately.
That was when they were, yeah, they had like a, they had about a month where they were really not playing well for a while. The Giants had a good, very good first half. And that's before they fell apart. But I just think that when you looked at the Cubs, you know, this is supposed to, it was, it's supposed to, this was going to happen, you know? And
yep.
If it's meant to be, I always say that it's meant to be. And if it's not meant to be, and it's not meant to be sometimes, you know? And when you went down 2-1, I was worried. I'll be honest, man. Maybe I was more, I think I was more worried than you, to be honest.
I was never really worried.
I was. I was worried for you, man. Mad Dog Russo, basically. Concerned, man. Thinking to myself, oh, God, don't tell me they're going to lose again, you know? I was worried. Even when Madden Brock takes out, like, Hedricks, but he's got, like, 90 catches, he gives up the base hit, right? And I'm thinking to myself, why is he taking him out of the game, right? Because Chapman was, like, so bad the other night. And I was thinking to myself, oh, God, there's 5 outs left to get, right? And I started thinking about, like, 2003 again in Game 6 because it was kind of similar. I was like, oh, God, but it's 5 runs. I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with me? That's what I was thinking about. This is what I was thinking about. That's how, like, concerned I was when he decided to pull your starter. I mean, but you know what? There wasn't any comeback. There wasn't going to be a comeback. It was going to be the Cubs because it was their destiny. Their destiny to get this done. Their destiny.
I mean, they had a great team, and it showed.
Well, you got one more step left, big boy. You know, I want to ask you something. You said you went out to the bar in Vegas, the Strip. Pretty crazy scene, I guess.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Did you see any Cubs fans? What was the scene like when you decided to just see what it was like? What was that like for you?
No, people here are so freaking clueless, man. They're
just out there to have fun, I guess.
Drunk and wandering around. Yeah.
Well, I would bet if you went out, you know, maybe and watched the game somewhere, it'd probably be a lot crazier, I think, you know? Probably have a lot of action. It'd probably be pretty fun, you know? I think that would have been interesting. But,
yeah,
you know, watch
it
all.
I don't like to go out to watch the game, though.
You're not
I like watching
kind of
the
person.
Games by myself. Not when it's an important one. Not when it's like
you know what
you
know what. In a lot of ways, you're kind of like me. You're kind of like my dad. You're kind of like my brother. Yeah.
Well, because if something bad happens, you really want to be out in public.
You know what? The only two times, right? The only two times that I watched something in public or was with other people, it was the Giants. When they upset the Patriots in Super Bowl 42. And that was at Matt's in South River. And it was great. We were all going nuts. And I told Justin, see, I went out and they won. He wanted me to stay home for that one. The Razors, when they got eliminated by the Kings, and they lost in like 2 overtimes. And they had 9,000 chances. 9,000 chances to win the game. And I was at the bar with my coworkers, and everybody's watching at the bar. And I'm going nuts. And somebody comes up to me, he's like, "You're the most diehard fan that's here out of anybody, the most knowledgeable fan." One of my coworkers said that to me, and I was cracking my coworkers up because I was going nuts about the breakaways and the power plays they had. And when they lost, they just shut the TV. So it was like, I didn't even get to watch the handshake, and it was like, whatever. I don't know. They lost. Yeah, I felt like I face-painted it myself, you know? As all coworkers, they lost to the better team. They got beat by the Kings. The Kings got beat by the Kings. So. I mean,
yeah, it's just better. Better to be somewhere safe.
Oh, man.
Retirement be damned. I'm very pumped up, man. I'm very excited. I wonder if Colin passed out.
He was really drunk. I hope he got home.
You know what? Let me fucking send him a text and see if he's alive.
Yeah, I haven't. Has he said anything in the chat in a while? I see that he's seen
by Brian, and I see Rob.
Of course, yeah, of course. Those are the retired people that don't talk or say weird things.
Well, let's be honest. You've antagonized them pretty heavily.
Oh, come on.
You have. Come on.
Talk about Wilson Contreras destroying baseballs. Let's talk about the Bob that he had, Anthony Rizzo, destroying a baseball. And I don't know. You want to talk about Andrew Tolles, the guy who was out, or whatever his name is, was out of baseball. And I don't know. Nate Buckner had a Buckner moment in the outfield. Oh, God, that was pretty bad. You know, Kershaw did a good job only holding up to two runs, too. So if you think about it, that actually was a solid job. Hey, did you watch the special video that I linked up? Colin's alive.
Nice.
He's not home yet. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Wow, it's like, it's almost 4 a.m. there.
Well, it's the same time that it is here, man. Oh,
well,
brother.
you are a big believer in REM sleep, so I'm not shocked that you're up this late.
I mean, we need JNF to call it to the show. It's his birthday, for crying out loud. He said he did hydro weed smoke. What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? I should walk over and talk to my brother and see if he wants to call. He's like in his own mode, though. He probably just wants to be left alone. I don't know. I'm going to make my way over to him, you know, and see what he thinks. What do you think about this, man? What about a Cubs-Indians World Series that you wanted so badly? What do you think?
What?
What do you think about all this? Cubs and Indians.
About all of what?
Cubs versus Indians. The
what? Oh, I'm not that worried about the Indians for your ooze.
Oh, you're never worried about anything.
I'm never worried.
Colin is really drunk, man. God, I hope he's okay.
He needs to just call a cab or something. Come on, dude.
Yeah, man. Maybe we should get him a taxi. Do
yeah.
We still have taxis?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think we should try to conference Colin right now and see how he's doing. Oh, man.
Come on, Colin.
I want him to fucking not drive if he's drunk. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, he's riding shotgun.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to find out more. Yeah, man. Let's talk about London football.
Let's talk
London
about
football.
It. It's going to be on in just a few hours.
Do you want to hear what's sad?
What?
Giants are going to have a pregame show that starts probably at 6:30 for this stupid thing.
why do they keep doing this?
Football is king.
Oh, it's so international. I hate football. It's time for it to go away.
Dude, I swear to God, last week's postgame show after the Giants actually won a football game felt like it would never end.
Oh, man.
He's almost home. He's with his brother and his friends.
Come on, Jaina.
Yeah, there was a big upset tonight in college football, dude.
What was it?
Yo, Penn State came back and beat Ohio State, man. Oh. Do you know how Juice Bryant Sahara would be right now if he didn't hold a grudge against Penn State?
Oh, man.
They were down 21-7 against Ohio State with number two, right? They came back and scored the last, they scored the last three touchdowns or something. They won.
Come on.
Dude, what if Washington is actually, like, a really good team?
I don't think they are, so I'll just take that off the table. And you're jamming it in the chat room. Very nice.
Oh, I always have to jam it in the chat room.
You're so ridiculous, man. This is why Brian won't come on shows anymore.
He says he doesn't care about college football.
Get the hell out of here. You don't watch.
424-675-8226. If there's any dead people.
Wow. Houston, Ohio State, a lot of teams lost. Wow.
Who else? Yeah, Houston, you know who Houston lost to? SMU, man. Southern Methodist.
They're back.
By a lot.
They're back.
Yeah,
baby.
They're back.
They're back.
You know what? If they had like a couple more wins, they'd have as many wins as Miami Hurricanes do. Oh, my God. But Rob Davis is talking about the Devils.
Oh,
we could talk about the Devils.
Right.
I mentioned this like 5 hours ago. He's so crazy. Oh, man. Hall of Fame. The Brodeur statue was presented tonight. You're trying to mock me now.
I am mocking you right now. That's true.
I like when you mock me. It's great. Jay Beck was. I spoke to Jay Beck today. He was completely out of control and unhinged. He was going nuts about how the Knicks have a better starting lineup than the Boston Celtics. I could not stop laughing. I had a speakerphone. It was so funny.
Oh, you're a Boston fan now. I forgot.
No, I just think the Celtics are gonna be very good this year. And he was just like,
you're rooting for them a little bit.
You know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for Jay Beck to lose his mind again. He always does. He used to think that Colin Kaepernick was like a god. I mean, I never believed in Colin Kaepernick. Like, I just thought to myself, he'll fall apart. He's too predictable, you know?
Yeah.
I was right.
Come on. Come on, D-Black.
You know what's funny? When there was a fly ball hit to, like, the left field area where the Moises Alou, like, Bartman thing happened, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And the sad part was, like, somebody, the score tweeted something about Bartman, and they were making fun of Bartman. I was like, well, how can you make fun of Bartman? I mean, don't you think he's watching it somewhere?
Bartman?
Bartman? What was your favorite part of the celebration? Is there any part that you liked?
It was just cool seeing the last out get made.
I put up a whole bunch of pictures of it.
Well, how?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not every night that the Cubs win. I mean, hell.
Yeah, but they're so good now that it doesn't even feel like that big of a deal that they made it. I mean, it feels like they'll just...
They're not going to make it to the World Series every year, but they'll be in the playoffs most of these years.
So...
Well, what do you think of this whole... What will happen with Kyle Schwarber?
He's going to come back and be their DH.
But will he be a full-time DH? Or a part-timer?
I don't know what he's going to... He's going to be their full-time DH in this World Series because he's just coming back from a very serious injury.
Yeah, I mean... Will he be a DH in one game or a pitch hitter? I mean, how are they going to play it?
They'll play him as a DH against right-handed pitchers, and Soler will be the DH against left-handed pitchers. And I don't even know if the Indians have left-handed pitcher starting pitching. So.
Do they? Don't they have just like all righties?
I think they do, so you'll probably be seeing a lot of Schwarber.
Isn't Schwarber a lefty?
He is, so he'll be playing against the right-handed pitching.
Oh, that's right. Oh, duh. I'm, like, totally confused right now. Yeah. If you were the Dodgers, right? What do you think the Dodgers need to do? Is there anything that, aside from re-sign, you know, Jansen, because they have to give him a lot of money? Guy's a monster.
They need to add a bat in the outfield. They need probably another pitcher. Another ace would be great, but they don't need it. They could get away with like a solid number three guy. I think that Japanese guy is actually a pretty decent
Maeda
rotation.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him actually.
He is pretty
but
good.
You can't be like counting on Rich Hill to stay as good as he's been the last couple of years. So
I don't know. I think that their problems are so
easily fixable though. The Dodgers have the cornerstone guys. And they're young, too.
He's going to call. This is going
to
be
boy.
Pretty classic. Oh, boy.
But, yeah, the Dodgers will be back, too.
The Dodgers need a better bullpen, where they're not relying on middle-of-the-road right-handers who choke in the playoffs. If you know
that's
what I mean.
That's easy to fix, though.
Yeah, but they have him and they got Pedro Baez. I mean, come on. They can't get anybody out. Those two can't. You know what? I'm being mean, actually. I'm actually being mean. Because, like, that ex-Philly had a great, like, season. He's been a really good setup guy for them, but he was terrible in the series, you know?
They had one bad game. It's not that big of a deal.
we have a guest. We have the one and only birthday man himself. He could be a mess, but he is celebrating. He is Colin Kennedy in our show. Welcome to the show.
Wow, it's late, fellas. How you doing?
Well, what's going on?
Whoa,
what's
man,
up,
it's late.
Guys?
Holy
what's up,
shit.
Guys? Holy shit, it's 4 a.m. over here in the East Coast. How you guys feeling?
Holy
not as
shit.
Good as me.
No, not as good as
how
you,
man. How about
those
Cubbies? How about those Cubbies? I've been celebrating
well,
for the past 3 hours.
Yeah, I appreciate you celebrating so hard.
I've been drinking for them. Feeling good.
What kind of drinks did you have?
Just got home, 4:04 a.m. Feeling fantastic.
Did you fick any booches?
I did not fick any booches. Actually, I had an opportunity to go to a little after party out on the what we call the islands around here, and I did not. They were gonna do some things that were against the law, so I decided to
against
pass.
The law. I decided to
come
doing.
Home and be safe. So
you didn't
yes.
want to break the law.
I wasn't into the girls that were down for breaking the law, so. They were a little
well,
better
I think
looking. I may have made a sacrifice,
I
but I didn't. I came
on,
home.
Actually. You know what? I have a little picture to send
it,
in the chat room right now.
It was the same thing that Daryl Strawberry likes to indulge in. Yes, exactly. I was offered some Dwight Gooden, and I passed. So. I'm
where
feeling plenty good
19...
as I am.
Where's that 1986
excellent.
Picture? 1986 cocaine
sure.
picture. That's the best picture I've ever seen. Oh, this is a good one.
That's pretty fitting what you put in the chat room right now. That's definitely.
You know
fitting.
What? I always try to find things, and I knew exactly what you were talking about once you said it. And it's just like. It's like,
yeah.
You know what? Maybe if cocaine is a hell of a drug, man. Maybe.
It definitely is.
It is, man. I never tried cocaine. I never tried coke.
Are you serious? You've never tried it? Everybody's gonna
no.
try it.
I just don't think it'll mix with me, man. I probably would go
Derek
crazy
would go
or something.
Completely out of. Yeah, you would go totally out of control.
I would become the white Jewish version of Daryl Strawberry and shave my head and just completely lose every like, well, control.
The Jewish Negro.
The Jewish Negro.
Oh, Derek. Yeah, I think cocaine is probably not a great idea for you.
Yeah, definitely not.
I was thinking about doing some acid.
No, I don't think you should do that either.
No.
Come on.
I haven't stayed on the plate in quite a while.
Dude,
yeah, it's four.
Giants pregame at 7 o'clock this morning, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys should just stay up for the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'm going.
Yeah,
to.
Right. You know what? The idea of this whole London football thing is just crazy.
I hate London football, don't you?
Oh, I do. I don't understand why it exists.
You know what?
Because they want man.
This
man.
Cute girl, whatever, that lives in the Bronx just said 69 days till 2017. Nice. Just like...
What does that mean?
69.
Oh, she's saying it because 69. Oh, wow. Wonderful. Classy.
Brian David. Brian David.
Brian David.
The Nittany Lions beat the Buckeyes.
Hallelujah.
You know what Brian used to call the Buckeyes?
The Buckeyes?
Yes.
Wow, how original.
Come on, that's something I would do.
You would do. You would do that.
How typical, right? NYY? How typical.
Colin, did you hear that Derek is having second what? Thoughts about that pass interference call?
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I changed my mind, actually. It was pass interference.
Last
fuck
night it was definitely
referees.
Pass interference, and now it's not.
Yeah, you
fuck the referees. The referees suck. That was totally our championship. The middle so they throw a late flag. How much did Tressel pay the referees? Come on.
I don't know.
What a joke that was.
There's nothing you want more that for your birthday than Derek ranting about things that happened like 15 years ago.
Right.
You know what?
You're right.
I'm gonna link you up another video tonight. A video.
I'll
make you
up,
think.
Baby.
Oh God. Nothing will change my mind.
You know what? I'm fucking doing it right now. Fuck it. Fuck it. You know what? Part two.
Part two of how many?
Oh, God.
Gee, I don't know how many parts there are. Holy shit. There are a lot of parts to this.
No kidding.
Dude, there's like six parts. Oh, man. Part two is up now. I just linked up part two on Facebook. Did I say that? I want you to have thought-provoking thoughts and open your mind.
Free your mind and the rest will follow.
I want you to open your mind, JPG. Your mind brain.
What makes you think mind. My mind brain isn't open?
Because you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald is the shooter by himself.
Well, in my defense, the overwhelming evidence also shows that he is.
Is there any evidence that he wasn't the shooter?
What kind of evidence? False evidence of a covered up of a retinkered head that made it look like his head was normal and his brains weren't blown out.
Yeah, but Derek, like at this point, saying stuff like that is similar to arguing about what the definition of is. I mean,
what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, what are you talking about? When you start saying that like evidence was faked and stuff, then I mean, what can
they did? They did fake the evidence. Pretty obvious.
See, like,
oh,
obviously,
God.
They
Come on,
used
man.
Fake. They faked evidence, man. They fucking did. They faked evidence.
Why would they go to all this trouble?
Why? Because that's your government, baby. Your government is corrupt, man. That's why. J. Edgar Hoover was
Derek,
hit on it.
Derek, I think Rob Davis said this once. The government can't even figure out how to hack into an iPhone, yet they killed JFK and successfully hid it for 50 years. Come on.
Now you got me tweeting about Rob Davis on Twitter. I just tweeted about Rob Davis on Twitter.
Retirement Davis.
Raw Retirement Davis.
I just tweeted about Rob Davis on Twitter. Raw Retirement Davis.
Rome,
he is insane.
38.
They blew the front or side of his brains out. That couldn't have been done from the back. I mean, Jesus.
Look
at the video. Dude, the magic bullet theory is one of the stupid. You know what? Honestly, it's like elephants trying to dance, deer trying to turn themselves upside down. I see deer everywhere out here. I mean, it's just not physically it's not possible to have a bullet like that. And for them to show like a bullet hole, like, oh, that was the bullet hole. Oh God.
I just don't understand. Like, what do you think happened?
You know what happened? It was more than one shooter. Which I've told you countless times.
So Oswald did shoot, but there were other people helping him.
There were, yes. I don't even know if it was Oswald. Did he even get the chance to test him? See if like the ballistics matched up to him? Probably not.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I think they pretty much figured out that it was Oswald.
Yeah, they did.
No,
the overwhelming forensic evidence points to it.
Like more evidence than was against OJ. And I mean, how much more do you
need?
Yeah,
there's a lot.
No, they designed that theater, that theater in that Texas book depository, whatever the fuck it is. It was part of the plan.
I mean, Derek, like, we may also all be living in like JNF's dream for all I know, but I don't know what to say.
You know what?
What
I
can
might
you say
about you next? About how out of mind you are, even though your Cubs are in the World Series. You know, don't make me do
the
it.
World Series.
The World Series.
I'm happy they're in the World Series.
You should be happy they're in the World Series, bastard.
I am. I just said.
These Rob Retirement Davis tweets, will they ever end?
No.
Brian,
I'm going to keep going.
Until when? Do you want acknowledgement from them?
Who are you trying to get acknowledgement from right now?
That's my question.
I'm not trying to get acknowledgement. I'm just going berserk on my Twitter account. I don't know. I'm having an epilepsy. I don't know, man. I've lost my mind. It's pretty obvious. If people are up right now, they're going to look at my timeline and say, what's wrong with this person? I just typed Brian's middle name backwards. Oh, man. I finally lost it.
But it's fitting to type it backwards, actually, though. David. I kind of like Brian David.
You know what? I could type everything in backwards. Everybody knows that. You know that, right?
Retirement verse 38.
Retirement verse 38.
Oh, the house of Wheeler.
Wheeler. Dan Wheeler, Mayan.
Ryan Deven are frauds. Oh, my God.
Did you drink any hard stuff, man? Did you do any hard stuff tonight, man?
I lost track after about 2 a.m. I couldn't remember what I drank. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Back in college, the frat guy, Derek, the hard stuff.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was, wasn't it? Did you talk to Ben Franklin?
I'm lucky
Franklin?
To be home. I didn't. I wish I
Why
did,
not?
Though.
Ben, what
I didn't have any $100 bills. I didn't have any $100 bills. I would love to talk to Benjamin Franklin.
Nice.
No, I think Ben Franklin's still alive, actually.
Is he?
He is. Told me so. I spoke to him last night.
What did he say?
He told me that he's making a comeback. He heard Bryant David's pleas and cries to fix the government, and he decided he wants to come back. You finally got Bryant to admit that he's going to go into politics. He wants to become a politician. He should. We have proof of it in the chat room, Paula. We actually
I saw that earlier.
Yeah, man. Man, we got like 2 minutes until the show dies. Get your London predictions in, man. I'm going Rams. I got a prediction on this game. The final score will be Rams 7, Giants 5. My final score prediction in the smog of London.
Oh, God.
And what if the worst games to ever play out? That's my prediction. I'm going with.
I don't know who to take.
I see a future in politics, man. I think I'm considering it. Third party candidate, man. I'll start here in town and work my way up. Give speeches, BS a lot. It's perfect. And then JPG asks, are you going to be a lesbian like Hillary? Oh, nice.
I like what JPG said earlier. He's like, you can vote in California if you're a white guy, but they're just going to throw your ballot in the trash. Yeah, that's basically how it is.
I got one thing to say to y'all. It's in the chat room. I think that's the perfect way for this fucking show to end. Block Talk Lady is warming up. I don't know. Does anybody have any final words? Say your piece or forever hold your peace.
Brian Sanborn, 2020.
Good night.